What is your name?
Elaine Brower.
And Elaine, you participate in the action?
Yeah, we were in Grand Central and we all participated in a freeze.
Was there any police presence?
Minimal. They were there. They were upstairs watching, but it was not a whole lot of police there. I had talked to them yesterday. They called me on my cell phone, which was a surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise, but it was.
The police call you on your cell phone?
Right.
Why?
Well, because they wanted to get in touch with the person who was organizing it. So I got my cell phone ring and it said, "Is this Elaine Brow?" And I was like, "Why?"
He said, "How did they know your cell phone?"
Well, I didn't ask him, but I assume that they get it the ways they get everything about us. And he knew who I was, and he had my cell phone. He said, "Are you organizing this action in Grand Central tomorrow? I'm Deputy Chief Connor. I want to talk to you about it." And I said, "Okay."
What was his concern?
He just wanted to make sure that we were going to obey the regulations, not block the terminal exits and entrances and the train tracks or do anything that was going to cause any sort of major disruption in the terminal. He wanted to find out exactly what we had planned. And I said, "Well, you already know. You saw the emails, obviously."
How did the idea come up? I don't think it has been done before.
Well, actually, the political action like this was only done once in Union Station on March 19th. It was organized by a group called Activists Response Team, and we all participated in it. But we got the idea from a group called Improv Everywhere. And every year, there are a bunch of actors, and they just freeze. It's not a political message. They just do it part of their acting. So we decided to make it a political message.
How many organizations did you see there, or individuals?
There were four organizations who made the call for people to come out, and other individuals: United for Peace and Justice, Code Pink, New York City, Peace Action, New York State, and World Can't Wait. And then there were people who emailed me, because I set up an email account. They heard it on the radio on WBAI. Jose Santiago had put it on there. And they just heard about it through word of mouth, and they said, "I want to be there. I've never done this kind of thing before. How do I do it?" So there were a lot of new people who really wanted to get involved. They sent me messages saying they're very disgusted with the government. They're afraid of another war front. They don't want Iran attacked. They want to end the war in Iraq. So they came and they joined us.
Are you happy with this new strategy? You feel this is more effective?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What we try to do is we need to inform the public, because the public really the ones that need to change things. And by going to Washington and begging at the steps of Congress, it just hasn't worked. And I think a lot of larger organizations have figured that out. So they like these street actions much better.
Tell me, what signs do you see that the Bush administration is planning a war on Iran?
Oh, there's so many signs. I mean, there are two major things happening right now. This resolution that I think the Senate approved, a blockade, which is pretty scary. I mean, that's an act of war in and of itself. And it seems like, I think I read today that the Senate had passed it, and now they're looking for a House resolution very similar to this. And also, there's a lot of rhetoric about Iran developing nuclear weapons, and you hear speeches made by even the political candidates for president saying, you know, that they won't tolerate Iran having a nuclear program. Then they don't believe the fact that it's for energy purposes that they're developing a nuclear weapon. So you hear this every day. And, you know, oddly enough, like I said, a lot of the people that came are not regular activists. I saw new faces there today. So they are reading the newspapers and they're hearing all of this, and they absolutely don't like it.
There are rumors that Israel may be involved if there's an attack in Iran.
Well, yeah, I absolutely think they will be. I mean, they did maneuvers, I guess it was last month or the month before. They have upped their rhetoric about attacking Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran because they're funding Hamas and Hezbollah, and they're going to strike Iran, and then the United States just goes along with it. Or the vice versa, we could set up a blockade and our ships could launch missiles from the blockade. The problem with all of that is not only that it's illegal and unconstitutional and immoral to start a preemptive strike, but there's 71 million people in Iran. They are going to be really affected by this. 5 years ago, you would never think that 1.2 million people in Iraq would be dead. And we have 130,000 troops in Iraq that are going to be caught right in the middle of this. They're sitting ducks. So I can't imagine what they're possibly thinking.
Why would the Bush administration be involved in an attack on Iran in the last month that they are in power?
Well, because this is what Dick Cheney had wanted to do all along, and it's common knowledge. He always talks about it. His Addington talked about it. They do not want to leave office unless the axis of evil is eliminated, and Iran is in that axis of evil. And they're determined to do it one way or another. And I read in the Times that they said, either way, if Obama wins in November, Bush and Cheney can certainly give orders to attack Iran after November. And if McCain wins, McCain will do it when he takes office. So it will happen. It's just a matter of when.
And the possibility of a state of emergency where the Bush administration continues even past an election?
Oh, well, yes. The presidential order, I think it's 51, that was passed in May of 2007, where he can declare a state of emergency and martial law can be invoked. And yeah, the elections could be canceled. Rudy Giuliani tried to do it here in New York for 9/11 because that was primary day. He talked about, you know, canceling the elections and him staying in office until things were settled.
How do you interpret President Bush's apparent rapprochement with North Korea, one of the three nations that was the axis of evil?
I don't think that they were able to get through their entire plan because I don't think they realized that Iraq was going to be such a quagmire. They had absolutely no strategy for Iraq. They just thought that we'd go in there and foist democracy on these people and take Saddam Hussein and it would be easy for us because they have no idea. These people are nationalists. That's their country. They live there. So they probably figured they would go into Iraq, take Iraq, then go into Iran, and then North Korea was next. And I could tell you that because my son is in the Marine Corps, and that's what he told me. He was training to go into North Korea. So they were planning on it. They just never got there.
This was a joint protest with other organizations. Is this the way of the future for the peace movement?
I sure hope so. I think this particular idea, and we're very emotional about not attacking Iran for all of the reasons that I stated. Plus, I think this country is very tired of war. I think the peace movement does come together on this issue, and they realize that over the last 5 years, we have not been able to unite. And I'm hoping that we could put that behind us and come together and unite on certain fronts.
Thank you very much, Elaine, for taking time from your meeting.
Thank you.